Rocket Football continues now on Power 93.3, WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Shannon's Funeral Service, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go live to the game with the voice of the Rockets, Shane Scoble and Jason Sheehan.
And welcome back in to Power 93.3 FM, WXLN Radio. Glad to have you. Shelby County is in their patented navy and gold colors with Grayson County's got the white with a kind of a neon orange numbers as well. So Shelby County is just taking the field. Got about 50 seconds before kickoff. Again, we want to thank big thanks to Max Performance for being the pregame and postgame sponsors. And we're going to kick it back to the studio for a brief announcement, brief commercial, and we'll be right back.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titans Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
We are live, underway, and we had a little bit of, I'm assuming it was meant to be, an onside kick. Shelby County was receiving. They did recover the ball. They are at their 49-yard line and first and 10.
Well, they weren't trying to fool anybody right there. The ball was not set on a tee or anything. It was just laying flat on the ground. So big pickup by the Rockets, and they're in a good field position so far. It's their own 49.
Can't ask for much better of a start. Shelby County takes the ball and comes out in their patented option. Foreman. We've got a pitch in the backfield and a pass deep down the field. A couple flags down in about the 30. Overthrown. Pass was incomplete. That was Michael Perry throwing the ball. Looking for Keyshawn Catlett.
Looks like we might have a little pass interference down here, perhaps, right down here at the 30.
I believe so. They did run into each other a little bit of aggression on the defense part.
It was a nice start to the game. You like to see something like that. You know, a little surprise going down. They really don't throw a lot.
Yeah, air it out, get them on their heels, make them think a little bit. So it was, in fact, a pass interference. It's going to be first down and 10 for Shelby County. They are on the, let's see where they spot the ball. Looks like it's going to be the 41-yard line.
I think they must have caught a hold on that one, 10-yard penalty instead of the normal 15 for pass interference.
You are correct. And we got a handoff up the middle. He busts through. Couldn't see who the number was. I believe it was number 8, Jose Carrius.
Big run up the middle up there. Offensive line just cleared out. Just to run straight up the middle. Nice job by the Rockets.
There was an absolute mammoth hole, as you talked about there. I could have even probably ran through that hole and maybe got a couple yards.
But let's don't get too far ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah, you're right. So another big game. Going to make it first down and 10 as well. Ball rest on the 23-yard line. What's really tough to see with the sun in your eyes.
It's a little difficult.
Shelby County back in their normal option. Handed off up the middle. Quick handoff and nothing going. Defense really collapsed on that one and plugged him up. Looks like going to be a yard or two loss.
It was a nice 21-yard gain right before that, but you're right, they did. Defensive line did a good job of holding on that play, just really pushing the offensive line back.
Right. Looks like they stopped Carrius right at the line of scrimmage. So second and 10. Shelby County gets the snap. Another pitch back to Michael Perry, I believe. That was Michael Perry. He has broke some tackles around the right-hand side, and he is in for a touchdown already. Shelby County 10:36 remaining on the scoreboard in the first quarter, and the Rockets already on the board with six. Extra point awaiting.
You see the athleticism there of Perry. I saw that last week on the highlights, and he has great speed. He's got good vision, getting on the outside and getting in, and the offensive line once again, a couple of good blocks to get him open.
You're right, and here's Josh Edwards on for the extra point, and it is good right down the pipe. 7-0. Shelby County leads Grayson County early on. Boy, Coach Shipley's got to really be pleased with his offense there. His offensive line made some really nice blocks, a couple different plays. Perry, you know, he's showing his athleticism. They come out with a little trickery right off the bat, throwing the ball downfield. So I'd say Grayson County probably didn't expect any of that.
No, I don't think. I think it was a big surprise stepping out. But we know the, like I said, we know the athleticism that the Rockets possess, and they showed it a couple of big games, a 21-yarder up the middle, and then, of course, around a 21-yard touchdown around the right side for Michael Perry.
As you said, Perry, you know, he's got very good speed, but his vision there was, you know, he kind of darted in and out, made a couple people miss, and then put a little stiff arm out there at about the three and was able to get in.
As a coach, don't you, you just have to love having a guy like that that can just make things happen. We see it in whether it's college or the pros. You got that one guy that can just make things happen, and Perry seems to be that kid that can make it happen.
Possibly keeps a few gray hairs off your head.
I would say so.
And ball's teed up at the 40.
Now, last week, Edwards, every kick was in the end zone. And of course, in high school football, if I'm correct, high school football, when it goes in the end zone, you cannot bring it out.
Correct.
Well, let's see if he can continue his good kicking for the first part of the season.
You're right. He's been on fire. He was named MVP of the game last week, so that ought to tell you something. Gets the leg into this one. It's going to be a little bit short. No, it did get to the goal line and over the goal line into the end zone for a touchback. Another strong kick.
I don't know if that was just miscommunication or what, but the number 22 just kind of went over his head. But it was a good kick again by Edwards.
You're right. That'd be Zach Johnson was back there to return it. And I don't know, maybe the sun got in his eyes a little bit, but looks like he just kind of got lost there for a moment.
That's pretty impressive when a kicker's named MVP, by the way.
Yeah, very impressive.
A shout out to all the kickers out there.
They don't get much love. So the Cougars come out. They're in their option as well. They've got one wide out near side of the field. There's the snap. Looks like a little bit of a bobbled handoff. They was able to get it up the middle, get about a yard or so. That's, Dayton Blair handed it off to Tyler Decker, I believe.
Good job to start out by the Rockets defensive line. We talked about that in the pregame. Defensive line, according to Coach Shipley, needed to do better this week.
Absolutely right, and they're up against a huge test, like you touched about, a huge offensive line for Grayson County. But the Rockets didn't give any yards up there on the first play, second and nine. There's another quick handoff up the middle, and he is dragging about three tacklers with him, so a pretty nice gain. See where they end up spotting the ball. Looks like it's just shy of the 30. No, it's right on the 29, so it looks like it's going to be about third and a long one.
This is one of the guys we talked about in the pregame, Dustin Woosley. They've got three backs that a good balanced attack in the backfield.
Absolutely. Looks like Woosley's going to be their bruiser. He got the ball, clogged up the middle, but dragged a few tacklers with him. Picked up about 5 yards, 6 yards. And we've got an offside on Shelby County.
That was a big one, too. It's a third and one. You've got the momentum. If you can stop them, you get the ball back.
Absolutely. Those are ones that give you more gray hairs.
Exactly.
So Shipley may have saved a few earlier, but probably just gained a couple there.
I think that's why I'm up here in the booth, and I would probably never coach.
You and me both. So first down after the 5-yard penalty. First and 10. Grayson County has it on the 34-yard line. The snap. Shelby County is able to get some pretty good pressure right up the middle and stop him for a short gain.
It was Jordan Statton hanging on to, as we said, the bruiser, number 10, Woosley again. Just hung on to him and didn't let him get any further. So good job by the Rockets.
Looks like maybe they're wanting to use the Woosley guy up the middle and try to soften up the Shelby County defense, and maybe they might try a little trickery of their own with maybe a downfield pass or something around the outside. Again, they're the bunch formation. Man goes in motion, splits out wide. Quarterback rolls to the right. Good pressure by Shelby County, and the quarterback goes down for a sack.
Well, Perry got the sack right there, but number 27 We had number 27, Devontae Chandler. He was the one that put the pressure, didn't quite get to him, but great speed again by Michael Perry to get the sack on the outside.
You're right.
Big loss.
And we talked about that last week for the coaches show, the team speed on defense that Shelby County has. So that's kind of an equalizer, even if you're undersized.
Third and long, real long.
Third, looks like about 17, so we'll see what they cook up here. Grayson County sends a man in motion. There's the snap, and looks like they're going back up the middle again. Trying to play conservative, picks up about 5 yards, maybe four. Another good job by Shelby County's defense to hold strong.
Yeah, again, Coach Shipley has to be happy with this start, not only scoring really, really quick, but then getting back out there and doing their job on defense.
Right. You have that one mental error, one mental mistake, and instead of holding their heads down, they kept them up and got the stop they needed. So here comes Grayson County with the punt. Punter standing at the 20-yard line. Pretty bad snap. Punt is bobbled. Does get the kickoff. Pretty good kick for having that much pressure. And it's going to be fair caught at the 30, almost 35-yard line. Michael Perry with the fair catch.
That was a great job just to get that kick off. I thought for sure they may get a hand on that, a bad snap.
I wasn't sure he was going to be able to even get a hold of the ball. He had some pressure coming on him, but very good job, as you mentioned. So Grayson County's got to be pleased with that, and Shelby County probably as well.
About a 36-yard, about a 31-yard kick, so good job by Grayson County right there.
Absolutely. So Shelby County takes over. They did place it right at the 35-yard line. There's the snap. Pitched out to number two, I believe. That's Brandon Davis. Tyler Drain did get a quick pitch out, but the Grayson County Cougars were quick to be in the backfield. Had a couple guys that got by their man and wrapped him up for a loss. Looks like about a 4.5-yard loss.
That was the first carry for Brandon Davis. Had a great game last week, 10 carries for 82 yards, so nice average. But right there, they sniffed that one out, the Cougars did, just before it even happened.
And those things do happen. You know, offensive line communication is the key. So might have been a breakdown, or could have been just a very good job by Grayson County's defensive line. There's the snap. Drain takes it. Options, tucks it and running. He's up to the 40 with a stiff arm. 44, 45-yard line. He's finally brought down, looks like, by number 22. That is Zach Johnson, who is a defensive back and running back as well.
Nice stiff arm by the quarterback. You like to see your quarterback do it, and they get a little physical with them out there.
You wouldn't have thought that was a quarterback. That was very impressive.
No, not at all. Quarterbacks usually don't do that.
Great job by Tyler Drain. Shelby County on the move again. Ball at the 45, just past the 45. They come out. They've got two receivers split out wide. Got it back behind Drain. Drain has had no time. He did get the handoff off to, looks like, is that Perry or Davis? They sent a man in motion, got the snap. And as soon as he turned around and handed off into the gut.
Karius got the ball right there, but he had no chance whatsoever. Two Cougars were right there, right in the backfield.
Absolutely. It's a wonder he got a hold of that and was able to keep hold of it. So
it's like about a 5-yard loss.
Yep.
We got a second and 15 again. They converted the last second and long, so let's see if they can do it again.
And looks like Shelby County with a little bit different formation look. They're sending three receivers out, two wide, one in the slot. Slot receiver is Michael Perry. He goes in motion. Drain gets the snap, hands it off. I believe is that Karius again. And a pretty nice little run. Gets over the 50 up to about the 49.5-yard line.
That's really all you want to do. When you get a second and long, it's really what you want to do. I mean, it's not about getting the first down. They did it the last time.
Right.
Great play by Tyler Drain. But just get a nice chunk of that. Get a manageable third down.
Absolutely.
You hit midfield. You may go for it. You may not. But let's see what they can do on this third down.
So 49.5-yard line. Shelby County comes to the line. Three receivers again. There goes Perry in motion. And again, a handoff to Karius up the right side. Off guard a little bit. He's able to pick up the first down by about 1.5 to 2 yards. So another good run, and chains are moving. Rockets are on the move. 4:35 to go in the first quarter.
That was Dayton Blair for the Cougars with the tackle. As we said, he not only plays quarterback on offense, but he is one of the safeties for the Cougars. So good play by him to make that tackle. But it is a first down for the Rockets, and they keep this momentum moving forward.
And Jose Karius is looking very good early on.
Getting some good blocks on the offensive line. Giving him some room to get up the middle.
And he does double as a linebacker on defense. He's a tough kid. And we get the snap. Got a handoff up the middle.
He's gone.
He is gone. That is number 14, I believe. Cameron Armstrong, maybe.
No, Malik Manick, I think, 44.
You're right. I didn't see that before.
Yeah. Great play.
Absolutely stunning run up the middle by Malik Manica, handed off by Drain about 2 yards behind him, and just a huge hole again. Offensive line doing a great job. Rocket line is just really just manhandling this defensive line of the Cougars, and I believe that was a, what was that, a 47-yard run for a touchdown, makes it 13-0. What a great start, and here's Josh Edwards on for the extra point. Good snap. Good hold, kick is up, and it is money as usual. 14-0, 4:05 left. Your Rockets are up on the Cougars.
Take on the tough jobs with Kubota's MX5200 tractor. Built to get things done with a powerful Kubota diesel engine, HST transmission, and easy handling for tight spots. Now during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details on cost and terms. Visit your Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back. Just in time for another kickoff by Josh Edwards after that long touchdown run. And once again, it is kicked into the end zone about 7 yards deep. Another powerful kick. Going to be a touchback. And you got to love that. Don't even give them a chance to bring it out.
Special teams is such a huge thing in football. When you can have that third element of your team, they don't even get a chance to come out with it. You start on the 20. Defense has been playing solid so far. Let's see if they can keep it up.
And it does, and it helps keep the momentum down for the opposing team. So,
huge.
You know, just kind of deflates them right out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson County's Blair Dayton comes up to the line with his offense. They've got one receiver goes in motion, one set out wide. Get a pitch to the outside. Run is cut back in. Met by three Shelby County tacklers. Short gain.
It's number 25, Josh Meredith. That's his first carry for the Cougars.
It's going to be second down now, and looks like about 7 yards to go. Pretty good containment by the defense there. I thought he was going to be able to get around to the end, and the speed got up to him and made him cut back in where the defense was. Back under center. Man goes in motion. A quick handoff to the first back up the middle. Shelby County again. Defensive line got some penetration there, shed some blockers. Linebacker stepped up, and just a short gain for the Cougars.
They got some big running backs. That was Gage Watson. He's another bruiser.
They do. They all look like candidates for Mr. Olympia in a few years, maybe.
I didn't think they all look like fullbacks. I didn't think they use fullbacks anymore. It's kind of a forgotten art in football.
Right, and only the option teams really have a true fullback these days that get to run the ball any. But and about a 1 yard gain actually. Third and six. Shelby County's got their four-man front, and it's going to be a quick handoff up the middle again, but the defensive line and linebackers are once again there to stop them short.
It'll be interesting to see where they spot this. It's very close to the marker, right on the marker.
Looks like the nose of the ball is right on the 30-yard line, so looks like it's going to make it about fourth and I'm going to say half a yard.
They are calling for the chains.
Calling for the
chains. Like.
Going to measure it up and see what we've got. Interesting spot. I didn't think he was quite at the 30 when he went down, but I'm way up here and they're right there. So I'm going to take their word for it. I probably couldn't see it very well if I was standing over top of the ball. The price of getting old, huh?
It is. That's the way it is in sports. You have the guys that are sitting up in the top and they're complaining about the refs. And, well, look, you can't even see it, so let them do their job.
Exactly. Got to have something to complain about.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get this measurement in. It looks like he's got about 3 inches short. So Shelby County does hold.
Well, what do you do here? It's in the first quarter. You're down 14-0. It's a couple of inches. You got to be able to make a couple of inches with the bruisers they have, right?
You would think, in my mentality, I played a little fullback back in my few years of playing football, and I did get a chance to pick up some of the short yards like that. So my mentality is, give it to one of your bruisers and go for it, show some guts. You're already down 14-0. You kind of have to – it's not panic mode yet.
Mm-mm.
Still got about 2:30 to go in the first quarter, but I think you just have to. You have to go for it. And it looks like they're staying out there. Push two, something they might try to do is another hard count and draw Shelby County outside. It worked
Could
on third
that.
Down for them earlier. That huge offensive line trots up. Quarterback Dayton Blair has one lone back, about 5 yards behind him. He's up under center. Got a man comes in motion. It's going to be a pitch and wide open. Nobody's over there, and he gets the first down easily. Gets all the way up to about the 40, 41.
That was a big pitch right there.
I haven't seen
too many that go out that wide and make that pitch. It's a big gamble right there for just 3 inches, but a good play by the Cougars on offense.
You're right. Big gamble that paid off for about an 11-yard gain. Gets them up to the 40, first and 10. I don't think Shelby County was expecting that, nor was anybody. Blair back under center. One running back offset behind him. He goes up the middle. He keeps. Looks like Blair kept that. Little fake handoff. No, he did get it handed off. Was that Woosley again?
That was Woosley and James Bradley on the tackle. He had a host of Rockets in there, but James Bradley was the one that got the tackle, got in there first.
Right, and we've got a Grayson County Cougar. Looks like a lineman down. Looked like he had his leg rolled up on. You hate to see that. Kind of hit him from the side and behind him a little bit. Got rolled up on, I believe.
Looks like that might be Corbin Hodge.
Okay, well, with the lineman down, we hope he's okay. We're going to take a quick break and send it back to the studio.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
And welcome back. Looks like we've got pretty good news. The Cougar lineman is up and limping off the sideline. Got a little bit gingerly. Doesn't look like it's extremely serious, so that's good to hear. And we're about ready to get back underway. Shelby County's defense is out there and looking ready to go. Tyler Drain, quarterback for Grayson County, looks like he's getting some last-minute instructions before he gets back to the huddle. All right, I wasn't sure who the lineman was. I couldn't see the number. We'll try to figure that out.
Corbin Hodge is who it was, number 78. I think he may have been the center. I'm not for sure.
Pretty big guy, I know that. And we got a snap, got a quick handoff up the middle. It's a big run, 9.5, 10 yards. We'll see where they spot it, right up the middle. You hate to see that, but, again, that's, you know, they got some big bruising backs that come through there. That was Zach Johnson running right up through there and broke an arm tackle.
Tackled by Malik Manica. Of course, he scored the last touchdown on offense.
It's good recovery by Manica. If he didn't get him there, I believe he might have been gone to the house.
He had full steam ahead there, yeah.
Gets it right at the 50-yard line. First down. Got 1:10 left in the first quarter. Drain for the Cougars. Comes up under center. Got one back offset behind him. Goes in motion behind him and hands it off again, I believe, to Gage Watson this time, the fullback slash linebacker. 5'8", 195 pounds. Looks like he gets about 5 yards. Going to make it second and five.
That's what you want. You want to get, again, manageable second down, get some positive yards. They haven't been able to do that yet. This is a nice drive for them, though. They started at the 20. They're already at the Rockets' 45, second down and five.
Yeah, look, we need to see if Shelby County can get the defense back the way it was gunning a minute ago. And there, because a couple good runs right up the middle. It's not the route you want to go for Shelby County. Drain under center, gets the snap, hands it off again to the first back out, and nothing going. He was met by a host of Rocket tacklers, about 3 yards, 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He didn't go down, but his forward motion stopped, so they whistled it dead.
Drew Mack was the first guy that got there that kind of stuck him. So, again, third down, great play by the Rockets. We talked about it. We're going into the second quarter.
That will be the end of the first quarter. So come back with us in about 60 seconds, and we'll get the second quarter underway.
Mike, can I have a word with you?
Sure, boss.
I don't want to split hairs about the dress code, but this is the third day you've worn camouflage to the office.
Oh, no, it's not camouflage. It's chickenflage.
Chickenflage?
Yeah, it's to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce.
Why do you need to protect wings?
Well, the new spicy honey barbecue sauce is two amazing flavor sensations in one. And have you seen what's in the break room fridge? People aren't ready for this, so I have got to keep it hidden. Chickenflage keeps me incognito, off the grid.
Mike, I can see you. Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, yes. Yes, they can.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you have a call on line 2.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Chickenflage.
Everyone wants the Zaxby's Boneless Wings Meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flage cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.